Howdy, folks. You know, a good secretary's brain starts working the minute she gets up in the morning and doesn't stop till she gets to the office. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for our delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment. Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and I've had to kind of broaden out my ideas of entertainment lately. Down home, I was brought up to believe that there was three main forms of entertainment: eating, sleeping, and resting. Mealtime was real important, and you know, we took it slow and serious, but nowadays, golly, we toss off a meal in about two gulps, one for the food and one for the vitamin pill. It's a wonder our digestive systems don't just go on a strike, I'll tell you. Well, anyhow, you can chew healthful double mint gum after every meal and enjoy some slow and easy chewing to make up for some of the rush. It's a grand help for digestion. Helpful, refreshing, double mint chewing gum after every meal. And that's advice from an expert. I don't take much stock in some of these experts till I find out about their experience and background. Now, for example, you take one of these child experts. I want to be sure first that he was once a child himself. haven't you known some grown-ups that have missed childhood altogether? I know a grandmother that he figures that she's a failure, she does. You see, she always kept a jar of cookies in the pantry, and not once did her grandchildren ever swipe any of them. Well, any kid who has never known the thrill of swiping a cookie from a jar. He must have been getting all the cookies he wanted from some other kid who was swiping them from his grandmother. In other words, he was just a fence, not a real hood. Well, enough of this skullduggery in the pantry. I don't know what got me started on all this anyway. Less is just to ease my own conscience for all the cookies I've swiped. Well, to make up for it, here's Paula Richards and the quartet with some real fresh live music.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its light, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Of the night. chance still of a night.
You know, with all the holiday chit-chat that's been going on the last couple of weeks, I've been kind of forgetting to keep you abreast of the other news. I was just reading in the Omaha World Herald, a newspaper there, that there's a town in Nebraska with two blacksmith shops, both of them run by women. Well, that backs up what I've always said. What a blacksmith shop needs is the feminine touch. You know, with a woman on the job, I can see where she'd have lace curtains in the windows, and she can rearrange things, you know, every now and then, like moving the anvil over here, putting a hearth over there, and a lady smithy that keeps busy. She ought to keep a right good figure, too. You know, not spreading like the famous chestnut tree. Of course, if she's a good businesswoman, she'll have some double mint chewing gum around for the customers to chew while they're waiting. Yeah, the smooth, enjoyable chewing gives you something pleasant to do. So it makes even a tiresome thing such as waiting less bothersome, it seems like. Well, here's the Halloran Quartet that have been waiting to sing an old spiritual, Oh Mary, Don't You Weep.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Some of these mornings bright and fair, I would take my wings and cleave the air. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
But when to get to heaven, gonna sing and shout.
I want to shout.
Ain't nobody there
gonna turn me out. Cause Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Oh, Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes, run about glory and tell the news. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Don't weep.
Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan.
Don't moan.
Mary, don't you weep, don't you moan. Pharaoh's army got drowned. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, that's the kind of listening I like to do. Getting back to the news, I suppose you shed a few tears along with me when you read that Uncle Sam had deactivated the last tactical mule unit in the Army. Oh, if there's anything that'll throw a mule out of work, it's to have no wars going on. But the Army, they're also retiring the carrier pigeons. I don't know, maybe it'll be kind of nice for them for a change to be able to fly somewhere without having to take a message along, you know. Another story I was reading says more than 100,000 dresses are made out of feed sacks every year by American women. Some husbands are pretty lucky, you know. It's not every man who can feed the hogs and provide a new dress for his wife at the same time. And there's a story in the Dayton News where PTA leaders, they're complaining there that dads are too busy in these modern times to talk things over with his children, you know. Well, I've got an idea that there's a lot of things dad would like to tell his growing youngsters, but trouble is he usually falls off to sleep before they get in at night, you know. Oh, my, here I am talking when it's time for the Buttram Bonus. Well, you know what day of the week this is? Friday. And you know what happens on Fridays at Buttram Bonus time, don't you? That's right. I sing. It's Unlucky Friday, you might say. Now, I could kind of build up an introduction to myself, but all I'm going to do is suggest that you break out a fresh stick of double mint and start chewing it. I want you in the best possible mood for my singing. You all set? You beginning to enjoy that fresh, cool double mint flavor? Well, good. Then I guess I might as well get started. Here we go, boys.
I'd buy up every schoolhouse in the nation. I'd write up on the blackboard big and clear.
Instead of one, there will be two vacations. Each vacation 6 months, twice a year.
There wouldn't be no school when it was raining.
No school.
I'd let you stay at home when it was fair.
You'd have free soda fountains. Say I'd build you ice cream mountains.
If I was a millionaire.
Say, if I was a millionaire, kids, if I was a millionaire, there wouldn't be nothing too good in this world for me and my pals to share. Now, don't tell me I'm shooting hot air, kids, but here's what I'd do on the square. If I was a real, live, regular, first-class, cross-my-heart millionaire,
I'd buy up every schoolhouse in the nation.
Buy them all.
I'd write up on the blackboard big and clear.
Instead of one, there will be two vacations. And each vacation 6 months, twice a year.
There wouldn't be no school when it was raining. I'd let you stay at home when it was fair.
You'd have free soda fountains. Say I'd build you ice cream mountains.
If I was a millionaire.
Yes, if I was a real live, regular, first class,
cross my heart millionaire.
Well, that's the Buttram bonus for today. You know, it'll be another whole week before we get around to one of my vocal solos again, but what you just heard should hold you for a week, believe me. Of course, if you do get restless or upset, just get yourself some double mint chewing gum. Chewing double mint relieves monotony and eases nervous tension just great. And what's more, it's delicious chewing, believe me. Well, till Monday, this is Pat Buttram and the gang. And I want to remind you that the automobile has been one of the greatest moral forces of all time. It's practically done away with horse stealing entirely. Goodbye now. We'll see you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network.